Road of Life, brought to you by Dove, D-U-Z, Dove, the new kind of soap that does everything in the wash.
Dr. Brent calls surgery. Dr. Brent calls surgery. Dr. Brent calls surgery.
Now, everybody does. It's what folks do. From Cobb's Corners to Kalamazoo, this new kind of soap does it all for you. Work shirts, towels, and colors, too. So everybody does. Get in the swing. D-U-Z does everything.
Now, when I told my friend that does really does mow, she said...
Oh, go along. What's all the shouting for? Nothing about wash day sounds good to me. That hard work gives me the misery. The pretty colors never turn out bright. The towels don't come out really white. And it seems I can't scrub hard enough to get out the dirt that's really tough.
Say, there's nothing in your wash that does can do. And that goes for those colors you fuss over, too. When you does those pretty rayons, you're going to find that does is one soap that's extra kind. Because this new kind of soap is safer, you see. Safer than any other big-name wash day soap will be.
Yet this same does can get towels white?
I'll say.
Tablecloths?
Uh-huh.
Pillowcases?
Yeah, any day. When you does those things, you can bet they're the whitest white any soap can get. And if hard scrubbing is what you hate to do, you can forget all about that, too.
Greasy, grimy, overall.
They're easy as pie.
Bath mats and little old rugs?
That dirt'll just fly. Just you listen to me. There never was a soap that cleans easier than this here does.
Yes, it's best to buy does. You're going to see, because does everything. Take it from me. And now we invite you to listen to Road of Life. Directly next door to the Brent home on Delhi Road in Chicago is a house inhabited by two old and ancient sisters. If they weren't alive, if this weren't life, they could play the parts of a pair of witches in a children's fairy tale. But since the Cumming sisters are alive, very much alive, in fact, we must put up with them. They're the sort of sweet little old ladies found only in paintings by an artist named Whistler. Fact is, Christine, the younger, does bear a slight resemblance to the famous portrait of the artist's mother. But at this point, the comparison ends. A pair of nosier, more distinctive little old ladies can't be found. Unless, of course, it's that grand aunt of yours whom even your father disliked. Anyhow, the Cumming sisters are not a pleasant type. But if you're interested in spies, and not harmless old maiden aunts, then, Eloise and Christine Cummings fill the bill. Just as soldiers do sentry duty, just as sailors stand watch, at least one of the Cummings sisters is always on guard at the living room windows.
Eloise.
Busy.
But you have to come here, Eloise.
How many times have I told you not to bother me when I'm preparing my market list?
But, Eloise.
Shh. Let me see now. Brussels sprouts, carrots... Christine, I may have to change groceries. Sometimes I get the feeling that Mr. Hires doesn't like me. Just the other day when I... You're not listening to me, Christine?
What did you say?
I've said too much to repeat. Why weren't you listening?
Well, I told you to come to the window before, but you wouldn't do it.
Why should I? What's out there?
See, right there.
Oh, if you're being silly over that postman again.
No, it isn't Mr. Wells, Eloise.
Don't tell me Dr. Brent's come back.
Yes, again.
What have I missed? Something's happened, hasn't it? Oh, why didn't you call me?
Christine.
You didn't. Now, where?
Now, be careful. She'll see.
Why, it's Mrs. Brent. Mm-hmm. What's she doing in there?
She's been looking through the drawers in that big chest.
Well, she's got a nerve.
Well, Eloise, it's her house.
It certainly isn't her house. It's Dr. Brent's.
But that's the same thing.
Have you forgotten already, you ninny? They're divorced.
Oh, that's right.
Mmm.
maybe the courts gave the house to her.
You mean they took it away from Dr. Brent?
I don't know, but I'll certainly find out.
How?
How do you think? I'll ask her.
You wouldn't dare.
Oh, yes, I would.
You wouldn't dare.
Oh, yes, I would.
You wouldn't.
I would.
You wouldn't.
I would, watch me.
Eloise, you're just the bravest thing.
Let's go out on the porch so we won't miss her when she walks out.
Oh, I'm embarrassed.
Well, then you can stay in here.
No, no, I'll go with you.
It looks as though she's about ready to leave now.
She took some things out of that drawer and put them in the suitcase.
Maybe she's stealing something.
Mary's Cummings, you shouldn't talk like that. You know it isn't right.
Hurry, hurry, she's headed for the door. Now, you sit down on the swing.
What are you going to do?
I'll just stand here.
Oh, I'm nervous.
Pick up the magazine, pretend to read.
I don't want to read, Eloise.
You don't have to read, just pretend.
Oh, right.
Shh, 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 shh. Why, hello there, Mrs. Brent.
Oh, hello, Miss Cummings.
So nice to see you again.
Thank you.
Well, how does it feel to be back in Chicago?
Very nice.
She's going away, Eloise.
Mrs. Brent, there's something I'd like to show you, if you have a minute.
Well...
Only a minute.
All right.
Oh, my, now, what did you...
What is it, Miss Cummings?
Our flower box. This one. You like it?
Why, yes, it's very nice. I thought you had it last year, though.
Oh, no, it's new.
You're looking very pretty, Mrs. Brand.
Thank you.
How is it, Janie?
Oh, she's very well.
You get the little note we sent you, Mrs. Brent?
Oh, yes, I did. It was something about Sylvia Bertram, wasn't it?
Yes.
She's a lovely person. A dear friend of my husband.
What, Christine?
Oh.
I'm sorry.
You call Dr. Brent your husband?
That's right.
Yes, from habit, I suppose.
Dr. Brent is my husband.
But you're divorced.
Oh, I'm not divorced, Miss Cummings. Where did you get that idea?
Well, you are here. That is, I thought...
You were in Reno, weren't you, Mrs. Brent?
Oh, yes, for quite a while. Oh, it's a lovely place. You really should visit it someday.
Visit?
Your flower box is lovely, Miss Cummings, but I'm afraid I can't stay and talk. I'm in quite a rush.
Oh?
I just stopped by to pick up a few summer things for Janie. She's going to stay at her grandmother's while I'm in New York.
New York?
Yes. You see, I'm going there to join Dr. Brent.
Oh. You mean you're going on a vacation?
Well, frankly, I intend to enjoy it as much as a vacation, but I don't imagine you could call it that.
Dr. Brent's on a business trip, then?
It's not just a trip, Miss Cummings. Dr. Brent will be in New York permanently.
Well.
Oh, I understand now. I've heard all about it. It's a pity the poor man found conditions so hard in Chicago that he had to go to New York for a fresh start.
Oh, it wasn't that at all. The New York offer he received would... Well, it would have been irresistible to almost any doctor in the country.
Really?
Mm-hmm. You see, he's been made assistant medical director of Neuropsychiatric Institute.
My!
I never dreamed of anything so wonderful happening to us. You can imagine how I feel about it.
Yes, I can imagine.
So can I.
Naturally, I'm leaving as soon as I can get train reservations.
Yes, well, aren't you worried about leaving Janie here?
Oh, no. You know, Mother has a wonderful way with children, and she and Janie are terribly fond of each other. I know that she'll be getting the best of care and attention. Of course, as soon as my husband and I get settled in New York, I'll come back to get her. Meanwhile, Janie acts as though she can hardly wait for me to leave. She's looking forward to a great time with her grandmother.
Isn't that nice?
Yes.
Well, I must run now. It's been nice seeing you. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, Mrs. Brent. Eloise.
How do you like that?
They aren't divorced.
And he has a very important job in New York. Probably pays him a fortune.
Well, not only that, she's so happy she's walking on air. You can tell just by looking at her.
I don't know why, but some people just have all the luck. Well, come on in the house, Christine. And close the door behind you.
Yes, Eloise, I'm coming.
Oh, The only trouble with the coming sisters is that both of them are firm believers that the grass is always greener on the other side of the fence.
Well, some people do have all the luck.
Now that, of course, is a debatable statement. Certainly, Carol Brent isn't one of those people. Consider her case, or rather, consider Dr. Carson McVicker in New York. Dr. McVicker, chief of staff of Neuropsychiatric Institute, is the person who gave Jim Brent the job of which Carol is so proud. Dr. McVicker is also of the opinion that Jim's divorce is just about set. So is Jim, for that matter. But in addition to that, Carson McVicker is a woman. A tall, slender, beautiful woman. At 11 o'clock in the evening, New York time, Carson McVicker is in her bedroom, checking over her appointments for tomorrow with her secretary, Miss Daly.
All right, Daly, if that's the only way you can make it, push the two appointments together and we'll see what happens.
If you could only break that luncheon engagement, Doctor.
Daly, I don't care how many appointments have to be rearranged. I have to see him. It's about that Sinclair case. He's been a patient at the hospital long enough. Dr. Brent has an idea of what to do with him. Well, I think I should listen to it.
Very well, Dr. McVicker. Now, the rest of the day is just as I explained. Everything's booked solid from 2:30 until 5.
Nothing after 5?
No, Doctor.
Daly, do you have a good hairdresser?
Why, yes.
Could you make an appointment with him for me at 5?
For you?
Of course, for me. Is there any reason why I shouldn't go to a hairdresser?
Oh, no, Doctor. Only, well, I thought you always washed and set your hair at home.
I do, but, well, I'm getting tired of doing it myself.
Very well. I'll be glad to make an appointment. Just a wash?
No. I want it set, too.
You're going to change the style. Why, Doctor, that's wonderful. You've been wearing it tied up in the back for so long that I just think it's wonderful.
Do you really, Daly?
Oh, yes.
I'm going to wear it down like this.
I think you'd look divine that way.
Honestly?
Mm-hmm.
Well, last night I didn't bother to put it up, and Dr. Brent said he liked it that way, so, well, you know.
Of course. I'll make the appointment for you the first thing in the morning, Doctor.
You know, the other day, I strolled over to our neighbor's house, and there in the kitchen, I found 14-year-old Bill doing the dishes. Bill was kind of embarrassed.
Hello, Mr. Collier.
Hi, Bill. Well, I got you working tonight,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, I got stuck.
I see you does your dishes.
Oh, Mom always uses does. She listens to you on the radio.
Oh, well, then she's heard me say it's best to buy does, because does everything in your wash and in the dishpan, too.
Well, it makes suds like everything. Look at them.
Sure. Does makes mountains of suds. Suds that stand up till the last dish is done.
You said it.
Yes, those does suds never say die. You don't have to keep adding more soap.
You're telling me.
And talk about fast action on grease, Bill. Does is a swifty. There's no hard scouring.
Nope.
And yet with all that, does gives you extra kindness for your hands.
Ah, sissy stuff.
Ah, but the ladies like it. Does leaves their hands feeling wonderfully smooth.
Look, Mr. Collier, you don't have to sell me on your soap. When I have to do dishes, I does them.
Attaboy. Does more. In the dishpan, too. Does everything. Be sure to listen tomorrow when D.U.Z. Does will again bring you another absorbing episode on Road of Life. This is Clayton Collier saying good day for the makers of Does, the soap that does everything in your wash. Paper bags and cardboard cartons are scarce. They're needed for overseas. So next time you go shopping, take along your own shopping bag or basket.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.